Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we are tackling a seriously unusual one, The Entrepreneur's Weekly Nietzsche by Dave Jilk and Brad Feld. Sophie, I have to ask, when you saw the title, did you think it was a joke?
Oh, totally. Nietzsche and entrepreneurship? I thought it was going to be some gimmicky mashup. But honestly, it's one of the most thoughtful books I've read on what it actually means to build something. It's not a typical business book at all.
Right? It's structured as weekly reflections, each taking a Nietzschean idea and applying it to startup life. And it's not about how to raise money or find product market fit. It's about using entrepreneurship as raw material for personal transformation.
Exactly. The core idea is Nietzsche's become who you are. But that's not about discovering some hidden self. It's about creating yourself through your choices and struggles. For an entrepreneur, every setback becomes an opportunity to forge a stronger version of yourself.
That's such a different frame from the typical stay positive, crush it, hustle harder narrative. The authors argue that suppressing doubt and fear is actually counterproductive. Nietzsche would say true strength comes from embracing suffering, not avoiding it.
Yeah, and that leads to the Übermensch, the Overman. It's not a superhuman, but someone who overcomes conventional morality and creates their own values. For an entrepreneur, that means defining your own path instead of following market rules or investor expectations.
I love that. It's about cultivating sovereign independence. The book says many founders fail not because their product is bad, but because they lack the inner resources to withstand the psychological pressure. They get consumed by anxiety or approval seeking.
And then there's the will to power. Nietzsche's famous drive isn't about dominating others. It's about expanding, growing, overcoming resistance. In entrepreneurship, it's the creative force that pushes you to bring something new into the world and refuse to accept the status quo.
The book warns against suppressing that drive in the name of humility or teamwork. Collaboration is essential, but you also need a fierce commitment to your own vision. You have to be willing to stand alone sometimes.
And that ties into Nietzsche's critique of herd morality. The startup world is full of conventional wisdom, unexamined assumptions about how to build a business. The successful entrepreneur questions everything and thinks for themselves.
That's easier said than done, though. Investors, advisors, even family give well-meaning advice that reflects their own fears. If you blindly follow it, you end up building a mediocre company that pleases everyone but satisfies no one.
Right. Nietzsche would say you have to become a philosopher, a creator of values. Say no to the herd and yes to your own vision, even when it's unpopular. That takes real courage.
The book also completely reframes failure. In a culture that treats failure as something to avoid, Nietzsche says suffering is necessary for growth. The deepest insights come from struggle. So failure isn't a verdict on your worth, it's feedback.
I think that's one of the hardest ideas to internalize. The social stigma around business failure is crushing, but the ability to endure failure, learn from it, and emerge stronger, that's a defining characteristic of a truly successful person.
And then there's the eternal recurrence. Nietzsche asks, would you live your life over again exactly as it is for eternity? It's a test of your attitude. For an entrepreneur, it forces you to ask if you're building something you truly believe in.
It's like an existential compass. Are you making choices aligned with your deepest values or sacrificing integrity for short-term gains? It reminds you that every moment counts and your life isn't a dress rehearsal.
The book also tackles meaning. A lot of entrepreneurs start with a grand vision, but day-to-day operations can feel grinding and mundane. Nietzsche says meaning isn't found, it's created. You have to actively invest your work with significance.
That's so important. If you wait for meaning to arrive from outside, you'll be disappointed. You need to see every task, no matter how small, as part of a larger project of self-creation.
Another concept I found powerful is resentment. Nietzsche saw it as a destructive force. It's easy to resent investors who don't get you, competitors with unfair advantages, or customers who don't appreciate your product. But resentment poisons you.
The antidote is affirming your own power. Instead of blaming others, see difficulties as opportunities for growth. That's not easy, but it's essential for building a meaningful entrepreneurial life.
And friendship. Nietzsche valued friendship based on a shared commitment to growth. The book says the people you surround yourself with matter enormously. The wrong ones drag you down. The right ones challenge you and help you become who you're meant to be.
Perspectivism is another idea. There's no objective truth, only interpretations. That's liberating for entrepreneurs. There's no one right way to build a company, so you're free to experiment and innovate. But it also means taking responsibility for your choices.
The book ends with a call to live a life of affirmation. Nietzsche embraced life in all its complexity. For the entrepreneur, the journey itself is the destination. The startup is a vehicle for self-discovery, not just a means to an end.
What I love is that this book doesn't give easy answers. It asks the right questions. It challenges you to think more deeply about what you're doing and why. It's a philosophical framework that can sustain you through the ups and downs.
For me, the takeaway is that entrepreneurship is a path of self-overcoming. Every challenge is an invitation to become a stronger, more capable version of yourself. That reframes the whole experience.
And if you want to go deeper, the full book and thousands more are on the 7-Minute Books app. You can read or listen to summaries in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The library has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles.
That's a solid deal. So, Sophie, final thought?
Nietzsche said, "Become who you are." This book shows that entrepreneurship isn't just about building a company, it's about building yourself. We'll see you in the next one.